Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roadrunner, honey.
Welcome to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, coming to you on a Wednesday, beautiful Wednesday. Are you ready for the cold weather? It's on the way. Are you ready for the American Adversaries? We're right here, right now on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Of course, we're always also on AM660TheAnswer.com and your smart device if you've downloaded the free, and it's still free, Answer Orlando app at your local app store and your smart device there. Okay, as I said, welcome to the show today. The union boss is off taking care of union business for the evening, so it's going to be mainly me, but I do have Abe Katzman. He's going to be joining us shortly live from Jerusalem, and of course we're going to be talking about Jerusalem. The president did make the big announcement today that the United States now officially recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He did seem to leave a little wiggle room there, though, for the Palestinians, and he's set in motion plans to move the embassy. But we're going to get the lowdown from Abe Katzman, as we do here every week, and nowhere else are you going to get the insights that we'll get from Abe. We also are going to be talking about a lot of the other breaking news. Al Franken, the pressure is on him to get out of the Senate. We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about the person of the year, which turned out to be a bunch of persons, and we'll be talking about that as well. But I want to start off, by the way, I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Niccolo Cicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number, as we do indeed come to you from the Relax in Comfort studio. If you listened to the show Monday, you heard the gentleman that I'm going to have on the show for a little while with me again today. If you did not, then you're in for a treat. And if you did, you know you're in for a treat. So I'd like to welcome back to the show the CEO of the Orlando Union Rescue Rescue Mission, Freddie Clayton. Good to see you again, Freddie.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate your having me here. It's an honor.
Absolutely. And, of course, we're in the midst of our Merry Mission Christmas, a 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon, or as we say around here, Christmas. And this is being presented by Thompson Jewelers and also made possible, of course, by the Salem Media Group. This Radiothon is being carried on all of the four Salem Media Group stations here and, of course, on the FM simulcast as well. And we really would like you folks to participate in this. Of course, all the proceeds during this radiothon over the next 2 weeks through the 15th are going to benefit the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. And just for those who may not have heard or may not have heard the great show you guys were just doing in the previous couple of hours, I mean, wow. And as I was telling everybody as they were going out the door, I didn't think we'd get that many people in here. Now, we've tried. We've tried on my show, but it never got that many in here anyway. But you had them all in here. You had them all mic'd up, and it worked. So real quick, what does the Orlando Union Rescue Mission do, please?
Well, thank you, Chris. We are a ministry that serves homeless people in Central Florida. We have two facilities, and we conduct long-term programs that help our guests get the education, training, counseling, and other assistance necessary to equip them to escape homelessness forever. We have our men's home where we house 120 guests, single men, and our family home. And right now we have 134 guests at the family home consisting of single women without kids, 22 single women with children, 8 intact couples with children, and we actually now have 3 single dads with kids. Total of 134, and of those, 70 are kids 17 and under.
And it's a great organization, been around 70 years,
yes,
you're
sir.
Saying?
70 years.
70 years doing just this, the God's work. And this is where we come in, folks, to help them accomplish these goals. Of course, they need our help year-round. But right now, we're really putting the pressure on, you know, the full court press, you might say, to raise some funds to get through this Christmas season. And, for instance, a $45 donation will do what?
$45 donation will feed one of our homeless guests 3 meals a day for 12 days. We can feed them for just under $3.75 a day.
And if somebody makes a $45 donation, they get something in return.
They sure do. The Holy Land Experience has been generous enough to offer 2 tickets to anyone who will give a $45 gift. They get $100 value. Holy Land Experience tickets cost $50 apiece. They get $100 value by donating $45 to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. We are extraordinarily grateful to Holy Land Experience for that.
And a $179 donation will do.
That will feed a family of 4 at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission for 12 days, 3 meals a day.
And now, is this typical year-round pricing?
Yes. Well, yes. If our facilities can feed a guest basically for $1.24 per meal, and that concludes, that's a nutritious, delicious meal for these folks. We are extraordinarily tight. We get a lot of volunteers who help us, and we have a lot of donations of food. So for $1.24, we can create a meal that will feed somebody and give them great nutrition. So we do that year-round, but right now we're running that. We'd love to your guests to call in. Give us $45 at 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800. And they not only have the satisfaction of knowing they fed someone for 12 days, but they get 2 tickets to the Holy Land Experience.
And if you make a purchase at Thompson Jewelers in Orlando or their new store down there in St. Cloud, what will happen?
Thompson Jewelers has agreed to give 10% of the total purchase price of anyone who goes in and mentions any of the Salem Media radio stations to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. That's 10% of the total price. So thanks to Thompson Jewelers for that generosity.
Now, you've already done a remote at Thompson Jewelers.
We did. We had a great time yesterday doing a remote out there. It was fun.
And we got some more remotes planned, and it's going to culminate in a remote broadcast, including the American Adversaries. We will be live from?
From the Orlando Union Rescue Mission at 1525 West Washington on Friday, December 15th.
Is this open to the public where people
Absolutely.
Can come?
Absolutely. We would love to have everybody come by. It gives them a chance to see what we do at the mission, to take a tour of the mission, and to have the fun of watching you and your colleagues put on these extraordinary radio programs.
Well, anyway, they'll learn something about the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. We will be there. As I was driving home Monday evening after you were on the show, I was trying to put it better into words what you guys do. You sort of encapsulate things on radio. And the best phrase I could come up with is what you guys do down there is you try to make that place a home away from home, so
to speak. That's absolutely right. We talk about our guests. They were formerly homeless because once they move into the mission, they have a home there for as long as they need it to get their lives in order and prepare themselves for lives of independence and self-sufficiency for the rest of their lives.
888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800. Any donation will do. But just as an example, a $45 donation will feed a person for 12 days, three hots a day. I mean, three
Absolutely.
Nutritious meals a day. And then you will receive two tickets to the Holy Land Experience. And $179 feeds a family of four. But, of course, any donation will do. 888-234-8800. Can you give us, well, you don't have to mention any names, of course, but can you give us an example of somebody who's there right now that will be helped?
Oh, absolutely. Let me tell you. In fact, we just had one of our guests talk on the previous radio show.
Right.
A guy named Ron.
Yep.
Ron's been there about a year and a half. And let me tell you, when I joined the board of the mission about 8 years ago, I was a businessman here in town and joined the board. And at the board meeting every month, we would hear the testimony from one of our guests. And folks would talk about having lived at the mission for 9 months or a year or a year and a half. And I was naive enough or ignorant enough to think, wait a second, that sounds like an awfully long time. That what we ought to do is just tell these folks what they need to live a productive life with dignity and respect, and then give them a couple months and then boot them out because we need the next bed for the next guy in line. And I was massively wrong in thinking that. These guys, our men and our women, they need to unlearn the habits that have made them homeless and relearn brand new habits that will allow them to be independent and self-sufficient forever.
And in the process, you're educating the children and bringing them up in a more proper environment.
Oh, absolutely. We actually educate the adults as well. We have on campus an adult high school, an accredited high school, where they get a high school diploma, not just a GED certificate. They get an actual high school diploma. And they have to work while they're at the mission. So they can work in the kitchen, they can work on the grounds crews, they can work in housekeeping. But everybody has to have what we call a service assignment. So we have to help them learn the importance of structure and discipline and order in their lives.
And for a family, is there like an average stay time?
There's really not an average. I would say for most families, for the intact couples and the single moms, it's typically from a year to 2 years.
Okay.
I mean, we have one of the guests we had today earlier on the other radio program was Ron. Ron entered the mission about a year and a half ago. And he entered the mission. He was a drinking alcoholic, and had become non-functional. His addiction was bad enough, and he.
I just met him, and I never would have known that.
Yeah, he's ended up being a great friend. One of the cool things, Chris, that I get to do is I get to know these folks. I get to know the men and women who live there, and the biggest surprise of my tenure. I've been working at the mission as president for a couple of years. But the biggest surprise is also the biggest blessing, and that is the affection and friendship I developed for our guests. Guys like Ron, he checked in, he had a really serious drinking problem, his life had fallen apart, and over the last year and a half, he has got his life in order, he's ready to move out, he's getting a job, and for a while, he'll continue to live at the mission while he works.
And saves up some money.
Right. We require him. He gives us his paycheck, 75%, goes into an account in his name, and we give him 25% discretionary spending money. But it's a forced savings program that he gets when he leaves the mission. So he has that financial cushion.
Right.
And he experiences those inevitable but unexpected costs in life.
And all of this is faith-based. It's Christian-oriented. It's you know, it's all about the love of Christ and bringing Christ into these people's lives. At the end of the day, that's what makes this work, isn't it?
Absolutely. The spiritual component of what we do. We tell our guests, the reason we're doing what we do for you is because Jesus loves us and tells us to share that love with others. And we try to do it in a tangible way, giving them the education, training, counseling that will sustain them once they get out.
That's right. This is what being a believer in Christ is all about. It's about helping one another out. These are human beings who've just, for whatever another, got a bad break, and they need us, and they want the help. They want to do better with their lives.
Absolutely.
And so it's not easy for them.
No.
As you said, they have to put effort into this. And so, once again, folks, we'd like you to put some effort into it as well. And please make a donation at 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800. You can make them in increments of $45 or $179 or any amount that you can feel comfortable donating. We really do appreciate it. And believe you me, you'll be rewarded for it. I guarantee you that. 888-234-8800. Speaking of that, I didn't mean this, but you'll also get it for every $45 donation. You'll get
two tickets to the Holy Land Experience and for their Christmas program, which runs through January 13th. And it is spectacular.
Yeah, especially this time of year. And, of course, everything is going on in Jerusalem right now. How about that announcement today?
Man.
And so, once again, the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, help us make this Radiothon 12 days of Christmas, as we say around here, Christmas Radiothon. And let's make this a big, big success. Please help us do so. And don't forget, you can come down and join us. By the way, this goes through December the 17th, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Even though we'll be doing the final remote broadcast on the 15th from the Union Rescue Mission, you'll still have through that Sunday to make donations. So please do so. And then follow through, if you can, throughout the year, because obviously this is a need year-round. But especially this time of year. And how many kids? You said you had 100 and
we have 134 at our family home, and of those 70 are children 17 and under.
17 and under. So once again, we want to help make this a home away from home, especially during this holiday season.
And we want to, one of the things we try to do with the kids, our mantra is really, we never want the kids to feel homeless. So we give them a Christmas. We get presents. Folks are incredibly generous. They, through either the cash donations or the gifts of presents themselves, the parents get to pick out the gifts. We wrap the gifts, and then the parents give the gifts to the kids. So the parents are the ones providing gifts. They retain the authority and dignity of being the parent.
I was going to say, they managed to do all of this, folks, by not taking these folks' dignity away, but reinstilling dignity into them where they need it.
Great description.
All right, so let's make the home away from home at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission a really great place to be. 888-234-8800. Please make those donations. And thanks again, Freddie, and we'll look forward to having you on again tomorrow, the next day, and give us some more updates.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate all your help and support. God bless you.
All right, and same to you, sir. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Abe Katzman. He's going to be joining us live from Jerusalem, where it's after midnight there now, and he's going to be telling us about the big announcement and how it went down over there. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
I-4 traffic is slow and go from Lake Monroe all the way westbound. Past downtown Orlando, clears up at about the 535. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport till about Pine Hills, and the 408 east and westbound ramps are congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries. I just got goosebumps listening to that music, just like I got goosebumps this afternoon listening to the president making the big announcement. But I want to bring on Abe Katzman live from Jerusalem to talk about this right now. Abe, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing okay. That music seems unbelievably appropriate this evening.
I was thinking exactly the same thing, and I still got goosebumps here. Well, first of all, tell us exactly what did the president do today?
Well, the president did, the president recognized reality today, which is apparently something that takes a great deal of bravery to do. He recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. This overturns, I mean, everybody says, oh, it overturns years of American policy. Well, yes and no. It does sort of, in that the U.S. has officially always towed the line, still maintaining the fiction that it's 1947 and that Jerusalem is a separate entity, and that partition is going to take place between the Jews and the Arabs under UN Resolution 181, which was passed. The Arabs rejected it. A short while later, Israel declared independence. They faced a bunch of invading Arab armies who were going to drive them into the sea, miraculously won, and held on to the western part of Jerusalem. They lost the eastern part at that point. It was occupied, even though it was supposed to be an international city, Jordan occupied it. And Jordan has since, well, first Israel liberated it in 1967.
Yep.
Jordan has since abandoned all claims. It sounds like we've got a commercial break coming up.
No, about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Jordan abandoned all claims, so there's really no reason, hasn't been any reason to not recognize the obvious, which is that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Jerusalem has essentially been the capital for the Jewish people for 3,000 years already.
Is that all?
The capital of the Jewish state for, yeah, I know, I'm telling you.
You know, the amazing
thing.
It's
a lot younger than the pyramids.
Right.
We can't compete.
Right. And we got 1 minute. But, yeah, the obvious, it took, you know, President Trump to recognize the obvious. And even though presidents of both parties have promised to do the same thing, they never did.
Well, this president's got guts. This president does not care what the so-called smart people think, if they've been wrong about everything for the last however many years. Somebody just pulled up, I think, some State Department document from 1951 suggesting that they move the embassy to Jerusalem, but they better not because it might upset the Arabs and disturb some kind of, you know, nascent peace process.
Right. All right. That's
1951.
Okay. 1951. All right. Hold it right there, Abe. We're going to pick this up on the other side of the break. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking to Abe Katzman. He is coming to us live from Jerusalem, midnight over there right now, after midnight. All right, so please stick around for more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. By the way, Abe's website is abekatzman.com. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A top Senate Democrat says he expects Senator Al Franken to resign on Thursday over allegations of sexual misconduct. In a tweet Wednesday, Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon said that Franken is expected to announce his resignation on Thursday. Wyden tweeted that, quote, "It is the right thing to do given this series of serious allegations." The University of California, Los Angeles has canceled classes for the rest of the day due to traffic problems stemming from a wildfire. The university's website says many students, faculty, and staff have been unable to reach the campus Wednesday, so classes from noon onward have been canceled. The athletics department says a night men's basketball game and all other team workouts and practices are also canceled. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 40 points. The NASDAQ, however, up by 14. The S&P unchanged. Oil down $1.66 today. More details at srnnews.com.
And the latest answer traffic now.
An Eatonville police officer claiming he's being fired for having PTSD. Officer Omar Delgado was one of the police officers responding during the Pulse tragedy and is widely credited for saving the lives of several survivors, including Pulse victim Angel Colon, who was shot several times. After trying to go back to street patrol, his PTSD kept him on light duty. Earlier this month, the department informed him that his last day would be December 31st. After a closed-door meeting with the mayor, Delgado says he doesn't know what will happen, but that he remains hopeful. Markeith Lloyd, the man accused of killing his pregnant ex-girlfriend and an Orlando police lieutenant, refused to face a judge on Tuesday morning. Lloyd is facing the death penalty for crimes he committed a year ago this month. His first scheduled trial is September of 2018. It's 81 and mostly clear right now. Your weather details in just a moment. Check out the latest on our SRN News Update coming up. I'm Dwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 traffic is slow and go from Lake Monroe all the way westbound past downtown Orlando. Clears up at about the 535. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport till about Pine Hills, and the 408 east and westbound ramps are congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
This is former professional wrestler Roxy Astor. I love to wrestle, especially when it comes to politics.
For the best in political professional wrestling, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. I'd go to the mat with these guys any day.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for being with us. I am Christopher Hart, and coming to us live right now from Jerusalem is Abe Katzman. The phone number right now, if you'd like to call, is 407-774-8255. Abe, before the break, we were talking about what the president did. I want to get into the ramifications here in just a moment, but he clearly recognized Jerusalem, and as he put it, it was long overdue, and as you were saying, it certainly is. And but now the embassy is going to be sort of a more slow process to get the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, is it not?
That's what he said. I don't know exactly why, if that's actually something that's required or if that is kind of a way of making the statement, but not jumping in with both feet. I'm not sure. I don't think most people mind. I can tell you in Israel, they are very, very happy with this. The American flag is being projected onto the walls of the old city right now in Jerusalem.
Wow.
And there's a bridge that they have in Jerusalem, which is kind of funny because we don't have any water here. But anyway, it's like a light rail bridge.
Just in case,
it's architectural fancy thing, and it's got different colored lights. And tonight, everything's in red, white, and blue. You talk about other implications. I just saw 10 minutes ago, apparently, the Czech Republic recognizes pre-1967 Jerusalem as capital of Israel. So these things can have an impact pretty quickly. This is good to see.
Hopefully it will have a snowballing effect and more nations will come on board. Obviously, then it's going over well in Israel. Is that... politically speaking, conservatives and liberals, both happy with this?
Yeah. As far as I know there were people that were wary of it. I know there are people who, like with everything else that happens, are always afraid that it will undermine the peace process, like wherever that is.
I don't know. What peace process?
If you ask me, this, when you step back, the truth is this is actually going to be a very good thing for the Palestinians. As upset as they are now, they've always been treated by the international community, even by the U.S., like children who will kick and scream if they don't have their way, and that's what they threaten to do, and everybody gives in. And finally, you have somebody who's acting like a responsible parent and saying, tough, we're doing what we're going to do, and I'm not going to be blackmailed by your threats of violence. So that's one thing that happened. The other thing is that this has got to make the Palestinians realize that they, or at least bring them closer to realizing that they're not getting rid of Israel. The Palestinians, in many ways, are still fighting. They always say they're fighting for 1967. They're fighting 1948. They still have not come to terms, many of them, certainly the leadership, with the idea of Israel as a Jewish state with any borders anywhere. And this is the kind of thing that might wake them up a little bit. At the same time, I think that they feel like nobody's going to be backing their calls for rage. They've called for 3 days of rage now. But with what's going on between the Saudis and the Egyptians and even the Jordanians, I mean, they might not be happy with this, but they need Israel and America right now more than Israel and America needs them. Well, maybe they need each other. Israel actually has some leverage these days between what Israel can contribute economically, militarily, in terms of intelligence, technology, water, you name it, and especially in dealing with a threat like Iran. So right now, this is actually very good timing for this, if you ask me, because a lot of the countries that ordinarily would be kicking up a lot of dust over this can't. And I think everyone will get over it very quickly. It will be a fait accompli. Tomorrow morning, everything's going to look exactly like it looked this morning, but it's going to be different diplomatically.
What you want to bet, or let me put it to you this way, do you think that when President Trump was in Saudi Arabia, that they discussed this and that it was going to happen and what the Saudis would do? In other words, they would protest publicly, but behind the scenes, okay, we need to move on. You know, the stalemate has to end. We just got to move on. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm sure he's been keeping them apprised of everything that's been going on here, I think, because they're pretty much on board. In fact, there is a rumor out there that there is a new Saudi peace plan that it hasn't been formally introduced, but it calls for a Palestinian state with its capital in a neighborhood in eastern Jerusalem. It's not the old city or anything like that. It's an area that's an Arab area of East Jerusalem. They get non-contiguous land in the West Bank. They get Gaza plus a chunk of the Sinai. If Egypt is on board for this kind of thing. And apparently the Palestinian leadership is up in arms. And they're up in arms, I think, because if there's ever been a reasonable proposal coming out of the Arab world, this is it. And like I said, there are a lot of people who want a peace process, but don't want actual real peace.
Right.
They will not say the fight is over.
Right.
Or they won't bury the hatchet.
Yeah, and you got a lot of people here in the State Department in the United States who are in that same boat. They're all upset about this. People in the media are all upset about this. They're reading it exactly the opposite of what you're telling us is the reality on the ground, of course. And so to them, this is doomsday, except to Nancy Pelosi, doomsday was the tax bill. So I guess this is double doomsday here. But you get my point. One of my questions was going to be, did this jeopardize the good, you know, feelings that were beginning to develop between the Saudis? And so, well, let me ask you this about the peace plan. Obviously, this appears to be all part of a bigger plan. Would Israel be okay with that version of a peace plan?
If Israel would be okay, I'm not going to say that everybody would be thrilled, but most Israelis would be okay if there really were some kind of, if there were a real peace that might not even be. I mean, you know, Trump won't commit to saying Palestinian state. He says if they want a Palestinian, if the parties agree to a Palestinian state, fine. I think most Israelis would probably rather see some kind of confederation with Jordan or possibly, and there are a couple of things, but a lot of Israelis would be very happy to have the local Arab population kind of go its separate ways. And, you know, good fences build good neighbors, make a good fence, whatever the expression is, make good neighbors. You know, you can start from there. But the question is whether the leadership on the other side, we don't know who they actually represent, but will the leadership ever go for something like that? We'll see. This is interesting. I think all of these different things are connected. I also think it's interesting that everyone from the Pope to the EU foreign ministers all called on Trump not to do this.
Right.
A number of Democrats. In fact, I saw Dianne Feinstein urged the president not to do this, even though she voted for the law to move the embassy to Jerusalem.
I guess
she also voted for some resolution 6 months ago on when Israel had its Jerusalem Day, the 50th anniversary of the retaking of Jerusalem.
Right.
Yeah, she voted for it and 90-0. She voted, but you know, these are fair weather friends. When it comes down to it, when the rubber hits the road, she's not in the car.
That or she just forgot. I mean, she is getting on up there, you know. So, but the bottom line is, this is a game changer, and it appears as though it's part, as you say, is part of bigger goings on in the Middle East. So, for all these doomsdayers saying, "Oh, this is going to upset," you know, the relationship with Saudi Arabia and all this other stuff, it's all a bunch of falderal.
Yeah. I'd take it even further than that. I make this point in one way or another every couple of weeks, but as much as we think this is about Israel, the rest of the world sees this as being about America and about this president. This is, you know, closely followed in North Korea and in Iran and in China and everywhere else. They know that this is the president has given a signal, that a very strong signal, that he sticks with the allies, and he's not going to be cowed, not by threats of violence, not by appeals to kind of utopianism. He's a realist. He's a pragmatist, and He believe it or not, for however odd a character he may be, there's an honesty to him, and he sticks with it.
Yeah,
he's.
I was just thinking as you were saying that, you know, when he says he's going to do something, he means he's going to do something.
Believe and him.
Exactly, yeah. And that's the once again, the message is it didn't dawn on me, but you're absolutely right. There's a message in this for all the other world leaders. He said he was going to do this, and he did it. So he said he has now also said he's going to do some other things. And if they didn't think that he might do it, they better rethink that. In other words, having to do, say, with North Korea, having to do with Iran. When he says he's going to do something, he follows through in one way or another. And that's a powerful message. But I love it that it is going over so well there. Because usually, you know.
Very, very well here.
Yeah. Well, that,
not everywhere else. Here, by the way, excludes places like Gaza, where they are burning American flags, and I also saw effigies of President Trump. Like I said, the Days of Rage. I think they announced that they are going to open the gates of hell as a result of this.
Right.
I think they're making a mistake by doing this also, because you know the images come back. That these people are burning American flags, and in America, people eventually take notice of these things.
Well,
I don't think they're being smart.
Yeah, well, not just that, but they're not. They don't have the backing that they used to have for uprisings like this. You know, the backing is fading away from them. And so the rage, even though they'll be out in the streets and burning flags and things like that, it's going to be a muted rage. At least that's my prediction, or maybe wishful thinking. Either way, I don't think this is going to be like uprisings in the past, Abe.
Well, it's been raining tonight, so that will. It's amazing how something like the weather can mute, an internationally observed riot. Or something. It's raining. People stay in.
Well,
maybe that
tells us that there is approval from on high. You might say, right? We'll take it at that. Abe, can you stay through another break, and then we'll
sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because I want to get to some other stuff too. Once again, Abe Katzman, ladies and gentlemen. So we're so proud to have him on the show, because you're not going to hear this stuff anywhere else, I guarantee. And I've been listening to shows all day long. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401. We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 traffic is slow and go from Lake Monroe all the way westbound past downtown Orlando. Clears up at about the 535. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport till about Pine Hills, and the 408 east and westbound ramps are congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
It's when those cymbals smash that I get the goosebumps. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Got Abe Katzman coming to us live from Jerusalem right now. And big music for the big announcement today. And if nothing else, President Trump has made his administration in this day a day in the history of the modern state of Israel. Has he not, Abe?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Everybody likes to guess at what it was that inspired him. No one can say, but I heard that apparently Ron Dermer, Israel's very capable ambassador to the U.S., told him, he said, 2,500 years ago, Cyrus the Great from Persia gave the Jewish people permission to return to Israel and rebuild their temple in Jerusalem. And I guess he was making the point that today there are still people naming their kids Cyrus. And he said, if you want to be remembered for 2,000 years, move the embassy.
Well,
I think that's one way to appeal to
I just got goosebumps again. I know if somebody said that to me, it'd be a done deal. I'll tell you that right now. But it was just the right thing to do. It's like you said.
That's what it comes down to. That's really what it comes down to.
Right. He has recognized the obvious. He has recognized true history is what the man has done. And it is a shame he has taken so much grief over it, but he has done the right thing. Let me change the subject. I had this in my notes the other day, and I'm afraid I don't have it in front of me now, so let me just kind of put it on you, Abe. Did I see where the UN ambassador Nikki Haley is threatening that the United States will pull out of another UN agency because of the threat of Israeli boycotts?
There have been a couple of these things over the last few couple of weeks. I think they already announced that they're pulling out of UNESCO.
UNESCO.
I think they're now talking about, they've been talking about leaving the Human Rights Council. I've lost track. There's so many of these agencies. I do know that they ended participation in what was called the UN Global Compact on Migration. And it's interesting. This didn't even have anything to do with Israel. Oddly enough,
yeah.
But the Trump administration, Nikki Haley, said that the idea of a global approach to resettling refugees and to their rights conflicts with the idea of U.S. sovereignty, and it's not the right approach for America. So we're out. Well, just like that.
Well, more things are happening, and it's all in the good yep. in a good way, isn't it? And speaking of history, I saw a story. Actually, I got it from the Jerusalem. Is it Jerusalem Post?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the Jerusalem Post. That a coin has been found, and it's said to be an early Islamic coin, but it has an unusual, image inscribed on it. Abe, can you just tell us about it?
Yeah, it's got, they've actually found a number of these over the last couple of years, but they found some coins with a menorah, with the seven-branched candelabra that has always been a symbol of Israel and the temple. This does go, it's from the early Islamic period. They've actually found this on coins and even on some other objects. And there's a lot of speculation as to why.
Right.
On the one hand, there are people say that this is a recognition that this area was always Jewish. I've heard something else. I know that on a couple of these coins, they say that if you take that menorah, if you turn the coin upside down, it looks like the Dome of the Rock. And what they're actually symbolizing with this coin is the overturning of the Jewish temple, recognizing this as being Jewish, and the replacement of it, the co-opting of it by the Dome of the Rock, by the Islamic symbol.
So it's
fascinating
all,
if that's the case.
It's all in whether it's heads or tails, I guess. Or is that it?
Yeah.
All right. By the way, we were talking about the Palestinians and, of course, the reaction to this decision by the president. But there is evidently one thing that they did get right. At least that's according to my producer, Nick LoCicero. Nick, you want to chime in
yeah.
here? That the Palestinians were right about
banning the Justice League movie. we should have done that here too.
Was it that bad? I didn't see it.
It was pretty bad.
He's got a cold, so it's hard for him to talk. But
sorry about that. Yeah,
he saw the movie. It says it's one of the worst movies he's ever seen. But I got a feeling that's not even
Gal Gadot can change can save it.
No, her Wonder Woman movie was amazing. This one. No.
Yeah.
Well, why did the Palestinians? Well, I take it they're not banning it because it's a lousy movie, or are
no,
they?
No, I'm sure they allow plenty of lousy movies to show.
Yeah.
But no, because Wonder Woman is played by Gal Gadot, who's Israeli, and they say I saw a statement that said that they won't promote any actor who glorifies the actions of the occupier in our land. So, okay, so, apparently they did this in Lebanon also. They also just banned this. They claimed, I think, that it violated censorship rules or some whatever ridiculous thing. But apparently here there was actually somebody started a viral campaign to get it shut down, an online protest showing Gal Gadot both as Wonder Woman and in her Israeli army uniform from back in her earlier days.
She really
so that's the symbolism, I guess.
She really is a Wonder Woman. Well, we'll let them have that because we got the big announcement from the president today. Jerusalem formally recognized as the proper capital of Israel. Long overdue, as the man said. Abe, thanks so much. God bless you.
Thanks. Great to be with you on a night like this.
Absolutely. Always. Always, Abe. Great. Thank you so much. Abe Katzman with an S.com. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Praise be to God.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road!
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, coming to you live as we can be on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Nick Lo Cicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. And before we get back to business, if you remember, for a number of months this year, we had been on the Talk America Radio Network. And first it was Red Nation Rising, then switched to Talk America Radio Network. And then that studio, like we did a couple of summers ago, got struck by lightning. And the whole studio was out. Equipment burned up and everything. So it took them a while to get back up, but they are now back up and running, and we are back up and on the air with Talk America Radio Network. This show is rebroadcast in its entirety at midnight on the Talk America Radio Network. That's talkamericaradio.us. Liberty Channel tonight, midnight. Okay, and if you didn't hear the conversation with Abe Katzman in the first hour of the show, I highly suggest you either go to our archive, AmericanAdversaries.com, after the show, or certainly listen in on the Talk America Radio Network tonight. It was fascinating and very insightful, once again, to hear from the ground in Jerusalem, the reaction to the decision by President Trump today to formally recognize Jerusalem as the capital, the rightful capital of the state of Israel. And this is what you call true leadership, ladies and gentlemen. And true leadership doesn't happen when everybody's always patting you on the back, telling you you're doing the right thing. True leadership means leading people where they are reluctant to go. And certainly people are reluctant to go in this direction, but the president made the move. And many of presidents have talked about doing this. Bill Clinton talked about doing it. George W. Bush talked about doing it. I don't think Barack Obama did. But no other president had the courage to do it once they got in office. And the thinking always was, well, if we just hold out and it'll be a sort of a negotiating, it'll be a bargaining chip for either side, what happens to Jerusalem. Well, that never produced anything, did it? It did not produce one bit of fruit, except for a lot of bitter stuff. And so the president has changed the dynamic in the Middle East. And you believe you me, as we talked about with Abe, this was not a blind side to anybody in the Middle East that is important to the United States. That means Israel and Saudi Arabia primarily right now. That they were told about this. I'm sure the Iraqis were told about it. The Iranians were probably even knew it was going to happen. But the embassy will follow. They will take their time with moving the embassy. And I do believe that this will be a dawning of a new era in the Middle East. And it will begin the process of some sort of resolution. Because the president has indicated that he is going to move. And he's not the kind of guy that likes to wait around. Reminds me of Mike McBath. When Mike sets out to do something, he doesn't procrastinate. He does it. And the president is the same way. He was anxious to get this done, and he has indeed done it. But for at least the next 6 months, the embassy will remain in Tel Aviv. But the groundwork has been laid for this to happen. And it's going over gangbusters in Israel. And, of course, you got the usual riots and the so-called 3 days of rage promised by the Palestinians. But it was either this or the standard, you know, SOP, standard operating procedure, or same old, same old. And this peace process has never worked for anyone other than the negotiators who get to stay in luxury hotels all over the world while they, quote unquote, negotiate peace. Well, they weren't motivated to actually bring about peace. They were only motivated to negotiate it in perpetuity. So the president has basically put an end to that, and this is true leadership. And, yeah, there's going to be the hand-wringing going on out there, but this is true leadership, and this is why the liberals are definitely afraid of it, because they don't want this president to lead. They don't want him to succeed, and they are dead set on preventing it from happening, which is why we are here. Okay, so the president made the big move today, and the ramifications are going to be such that the Middle East will not be the same. It will change, and it will change for the better, because the groundwork has been laid for that via Saudi Arabia and the other major players in the region. Also, the person of the year is chosen by Time magazine. Well, it wasn't President Trump. He was the first runner-up, by the way. It wasn't Kim Jong-un. He didn't even make the top three. It wasn't Colin Kaepernick. He didn't even make the top three. It was the silence breakers. The men and the women and man or two who have come forward to reveal sexual harassment that they have experienced throughout the years. The silence breakers as the person of the year, I guess persons of the year, is what Time magazine has come up with, which I find interesting that the persons of the year are getting this award because of political motivations to bring about the fall of Donald Trump, who, as I said, was the first runner-up. By the way, President Xi of China came in at third. The silence breakers are breaking their own silence, obviously, which they could have broken at any time. It's interesting that many of these women remain silent, knowing that the person, for instance, in the case of Harvey Weinstein, would go on and do what they had done allegedly to them, whether he was going to do it to other women, and yet they chose to remain silent. And now they're being held up as great heroes and heroines and this sort of thing. I don't see it that way myself, but Time Magazine does along those lines. Al Franken now has a couple of dozen, evidently, women who are saying that he took liberties with them. Now you have a couple of dozen members of the Senate who are demanding that he resign, that he get out of the Senate, and he will make an announcement tomorrow. It appears as though he may take the John Conyers way out. We shall see. Make no mistake about it, though. This process of the Me Too, the Women of the Year, or the silence breakers being the people of the year, this whole business with Roy Moore, with John Conyers being forced out of the House, with Al Franken evidently being forced out of the Senate, it is all about forcing Donald Trump out of the White House. And this indicates to you how much they fear, how much they loathe, and how big of a, in their mind, problem they see Donald J. Trump, in the sense that they are willing to throw all of these other people out in order to get to him. And I guarantee you that's what's going on here. It's not about the women being harassed. It's not about getting rid of Al Franken or even Roy Moore. It's about getting rid of Donald J. Trump. And as soon as they get rid of Al Franken, now they've got rid of John Conyers, after the election of Roy Moore, then it's going to be focus on Donald J. Trump and the women who are accusing him of improprieties. But of course, they will not be able to produce any serious evidence, and I'm sure the president will produce contradictory evidence to their claims, but it will not stop the media and the libs and a few Republicans from going after the president because they so loathe and fear and hate him, which is a shame because they really shouldn't. This man is a man of history, and if they would just help him a little bit, let's just say we'd be able to do things that are going to get done anyway smoother and quicker. All right, let's go to Dwayne. He's on the line right now. Dwayne, thank you for calling tonight. I appreciate your being out there.
Hey, yeah, you guys are great. I love Abe Tesman.
Thanks.
Your interviews with him are fantastic. I'm a little mad at you, and because I like tune in on Monday,
and he wasn't there. He wasn't with us. And he wasn't with us.
Yeah, and so you guys are like teasing me. Okay, it'll be our Tuesday, and then it's Wednesday.
Well, we knew that the announcement was coming, and we wanted to have him on after the announcement so that we could discuss real time the reaction in Israel and the surrounding area. So,
and it couldn't have been better because,
yeah.
In real life, I'm a biologist, but my hobbies are history, particularly military history, and I've studied the Middle East a lot. And what they're talking about in these recognitions of Jerusalem are spot on. There was a lot of mistakes that were made between 1900 and 1945 with that whole area at the end of World War One.
Right,
but the reality of the situation was that at that point in time, that was recognized as Israel. And, of course, a lot of people went to war over it in 1948, and it led to a lot of conflict in the region. I think what stabilized most of the not recognizing Jerusalem was the Cold War, and not wanting to bring a huge Russia-U.S. thing into the region, which lasted until the 90s,
right.
You know, until the Russians, you know, finally USSR disbanded.
Right, which is why Bill Clinton, when he campaigned first time to be president, was saying it's time now to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He just didn't follow through on it. George W. Bush did the same thing. Go ahead.
Well, once the military aspect of it really began to fade away, it really became more of what everybody's talking about is the terrorist issue.
Right.
If you don't let us have we're just going to kill people. And I say that kind of flippantly, but I mean, that's the way it was.
But, yeah, like, right.
If we're going to build rockets and we're going to start bombing Israel. And I get aggravated with a lot of the people who say, oh, the Palestinians are the people in distress.
Right, occupied and all that, yeah.
Right, they're not the ones killing people.
Right, and that's the threat that's out there now. You know, we don't like this, so we're going to raise hell and we're going to kill people and, you know, the 3 days of rage and all of that sort of thing. But what the president has done is he has moved the process forward. And Abe mentioned this plan that the Saudi Arabians have. I believe that they are going to introduce that plan sooner than later. And that then the pressure will begin to grow on the Palestinian Authority to accept the plan, because it is the most workable plan. It's the best plan possible and the best option they've had since Clinton offered him everything when Arafat came to Washington, and Arafat couldn't get out of town quick enough to say no. So, you know, this is, once again, if they're serious about peace, this is going to be the best option that we've seen in decades for it to happen. And it's the laying of the groundwork that we're seeing going on right now. And when that peace plan comes out from Saudi Arabia, it's going to be sort of the final act of this play, because, well, not the final act, but the beginning of the end of the Palestinian problem. Because
I think the motivation
is for something to get done right now because of Iran. And the threat of Iran is not going to go away. So that's what's going to drive this process forward, whether people like it or not. And that's what all of this is about. Go ahead, and then I got to take a break.
I think the analogy was perfect about the teenager needing to get spanked. We've brought up a child in the Middle East that has gotten everything they wanted. Clinton wanted to give them everything. We've had Republican presidents that wanted to give them everything. And every time we offered them everything, all we got back was more violence, more destruction on Israel, more hard stances, on the peacemaking process. And finally, we've got somebody that's going to, you know, I mean, I hate to use this analogy, but build a wall and say, okay, this is where it stops. This is how we need to build this region,
right,
and make sure everybody is peaceful.
You see,
and I think it's wonderful.
The president, it's interesting because the people that he's trying to help out over there are the citizens of Israel and of a future, perhaps, Palestinian state. He's not so much worried about Abbas and the leaders and all of that. He's looking out for the people themselves, because they're the ones who bear the suffering, who bear the brunt of this prolonged negotiation. So the president is moving the process forward. He's doing it as a true leader would, and it is in historical fashion, and it's a joy to behold. Dwayne, thank you so much for your phone.
You said it better than I did, brother.
All right. Thank you so much for the phone. All right. You too. Thanks for being out there. Going to take a break. When we come back, we got Rick on the line. You too can join us at 407-774-8255. That is the number. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TL1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
How about a transatlantic cruise from Europe starting at $430.50 per person for an inside cabin or $912.50 per person for a balcony for 14 nights? Book Disney this month for a 7-night cruise on the Fantasy sailing in February or March of 2018 and get $100 onboard credit per cabin. Amba Waterways River Cruises is offering free prepaid gratuities on select 2017 and 2018 Europe and Asia sailings. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
FBI, starring Herr Mueller and lying, leaking, thieving Jim Comey. We got an update for you tonight. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get to that here in just a few minutes, but I want to go to Rick so he doesn't have to wait through the break. Rick, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
Oh, doing well, gentlemen.
Good.
Originally, it was President Clinton that recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and in 96, Congress passed a law requiring the embassy to be moved to Jerusalem. And since then, every 6 months, Congress has had to pass a bill to delay it. That's been happening every 6 months ever since.
Right, right.
So,
and as a matter of fact, the president just signed the most recent one. So for 6 more months, it will be
delayed.
Delayed, correct. But what he has done today is he's officially set the process in motion. He has made
right.
the recognition official U.S. policy, and such that this is now recognized as the accepted American position in the peace negotiations going forward.
And I doubt that he's going to sign another one.
It's a good chance. I doubt he will either. He evidently does not want to. And now that he's made this decision, you wait and let it sort of soak in for 6 months. Everybody kind of get used to it. And then you move the embassy. So you've moved the building. So what? Now the real decision was made today. And so it was a big deal, what the president has done.
I agree.
And,
I agree.
Yeah, and he's going to take a lot of flack for it. But, you know, that's, like I say, a true leader, you know, leads people to a better place, even though they're reluctant to go there.
And have you seen what the Saudis have done with Hezbollah?
Yeah. They
told Hezbollah that they needed to give up their weapons.
Right. There's big changes going on in the Middle East because of the president's leadership
and because of Barack Obama's legacy by arming Iran. He set in motion big changes, only they weren't the changes he intended to have happen. God bless it for happening the way it is. All right, thank you, Rick, for being there. We'll take a break, come back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Don't forget Larry Elder follows up. Don't forget Larry Elder follows us up. And then WDW News tonight at 9 o'clock.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The top Senate Democrat says Senator Al Franken should resign as allegations of sexual misconduct against the Minnesota lawmaker multiply. In a brief statement on Wednesday, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he considers Franken a dear friend, but he has a higher obligation to his constituents in the Senate, and he should step down immediately. Franken plans to make an announcement on Thursday. The House has approved a Republican bill making it easier for gun owners to legally carry concealed weapons across state lines. The bill is the first gun legislation in Congress since mass shootings in Nevada and Texas killed more than 80 people. The bill is a top priority of the National Rifle Association. Opponents, mostly Democrats, say the bill could endanger public safety by overriding state laws that place strict limits on guns. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 40 points, the NASDAQ rose 14. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
What's going on, everybody? That's right. It's your boy, the 7-foot wonder kid himself, the blueprint Matt Morgan, the genetic giant. And right now you're listening to the American Adversaries Political Professional Wrestling Show only on Orlando's WRL FM 105.5 and on AM 660, The Answer.
All right, yeah, that's our man Matt Morgan, who won his election up the road here, who is now a city council member in Longwood. Okay, welcome back to the show. I am Christopher Hart. 407-774-8255 is the number. Mark this day in your calendars. It's a monumental day in the Middle East, and I do believe for the world, because the president has done something that needed to be done, by recognizing Jerusalem and beginning the formal process of moving the embassy there. Okay, so some other things were happening today. Don Jr., meanwhile, the president's son, one of his sons, was testifying in front of a House Intel Committee behind closed doors, but two Congress people had just wrapped up. He was in there about 10 hours, as it turns out. The Democrats, of course, are not satisfied with some of his answers, but we shall see. It was mainly about the meeting that the Russian lawyer had set up, and even the Russian lawyer's account of it was, in the meeting, neither Don Jr. got anything, or nor did she get anything out of it. She was interested in getting some satisfaction on the sanctions. She did not get it. He was interested in whether she had any information on Hillary, and he did not get it. In the meantime, as I said, the president's son was testifying for some 10 hours. Members of Congress are more and more now seem to be coming to the president's side when it comes to Herr Mueller. Yes, Herr Mueller, because, yes, Herr Mueller. Got that, of course, from the Young Frankenstein movie. Every time, of course, Herr Blüher was mentioned, the horses whinny like that. So Herr Mueller is... He is certainly become a bit of a horse's patoot, you might say. But now even another more has come out to detail how the people involved in these investigations are biased and tainted in their own way. A woman by the name of Jeannie Ray has popped up as one of the investigators, evidently, who was quite biased. 10,000 texts, Fox was just running across the screen here, 10,000 texts between members of Mueller's and Herr Mueller's investigative team about their, you know, expressing their concerns, their disdain, their whatever for President Trump. And here's where we get to the... I guess you could say the integrity issue here. The question is, can an investigator who is, you know, a political opponent or views a presidential candidate as a political pariah, as somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, somebody who is engaging in, for instance, unconstitutional behavior, can that investigator give that same person a fair shake in an investigation? It's sort of the same question to ask, can a really left-wing liberal journalist give a conservative a fair shake in a story about the conservative? Of course, my opinion is no way they can do that, that their biases will creep into, no matter how hard they try, their biases will creep into their version of events, the context that they give it, as journalists like to say. And the same, I believe, is true of investigators. That if you have an investigator who has really got it in for somebody, it's not fair to that person to have that investigator go after them. Because the investigator will not be looking for the truth. The investigator will be looking for something to prove what they already believe. Now, this has happened before with the FBI. We have talked about it on the show. One of the occasions was a fellow by the name of Richard Jewell. Richard Jewell was the security guard at the Atlanta Olympics when he saw an unidentified package. Nobody laid claim to it. I think it was a backpack. Nobody would claim it. So out of caution, out of what he was trained to do, he was getting people to move away from this thing. Lo and behold, the thing detonates. It explodes. And first couple of days, he's recognized as the hero that he was. But all of a sudden, the FBI began to view him as a suspect. Why did they view him as a suspect? Did they have anything that tied him to the bomb or the backpack? No. They viewed him as a suspect because he was not married. He was overweight significantly. You might even say obese. and he lived at home with his mother. So he fit a profile of a bomber because he lived at home with his mother. That's why the FBI decided he was the one who did it. And so they expended a lot of resources. They hounded this guy. The media convicted him in the press. And lo and behold, they could never find any evidence on him. So they reluctantly, they did not, you know, gladly release him and announce to the world that, no, we screwed up. We made a mistake. The guy really is a hero. Never. They just sort of reluctantly moved away from him. And lo and behold, he did not have a thing to do with setting the bomb. He was, in fact, the true hero that day. Or the evening. And it was a guy by the name of Eric Rudolph, who was also, he had set a bomb, I believe, at an abortion center and had done some other heinous things. And they finally caught up to him in the woods in South Carolina, I believe it was. But the FBI, in the meantime, they had ruined Richard Jewell. Now, they didn't put him in jail, but they ruined him. Such that the life that he had, by the way, he's dead. He died, I don't know, about 20 years ago or whatever. He didn't live very long after that. And then the anthrax case, those anthrax letters, which were sent to the National Enquirer and members of Congress and other places, they had the wrong guy on that. They hounded him and made him the subject of the investigation. And Herr Mueller was the running. Thank you. He was the one running the FBI and Comey right there in the investigation. And they're doing the same thing here. They're going after the wrong guy. While Hillary Clinton is skipping and hopping and jumping and talking and running her big trap and having a grand old time spending them hundreds of millions of dollars she was given, this clown is going after Donald J. Trump, who is determined to change the world, not just America, but the whole world for the better. We saw an example of it today. Yeah, he's going to be criticized for it. Yeah, the liberals are going to have a hissy fit over it, even some conservatives. But he did the right thing. And it's sometimes tough to do the right things, and you get a lot of criticism for it. But you still do it if you're right-minded. And he obviously is. And so this charade, this witch hunt, as he puts it, goes on. The real criminals go free, and they hound the people who are actually trying to make our lives better. And lo and behold, as I said, finally, I mean, we've been calling for the investigators to be investigated for months now. And lo and behold, yesterday, the Wall Street Journal, in essence, said the same thing in an op-ed. They called for Herr Mueller. Thank you, to step aside, and lo and behold, even Hugh Hewitt called for a new special counsel, called for a review of the special counsel, and then you have members of Congress, Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows and others who are and Trey Gowdy and others who are saying we need to look into this special counsel investigation. There's a lot of questions about the motives of some of the team and perhaps even Herr Mueller himself in this whole thing. And here's the bottom line with this is. This is ripping the country apart. Now, when President Trump inherited the presidency, the nation was already at odds with itself. Political polarization is at a level we haven't seen since the 60s. We'll survive it, but it's a pain that we don't have to go through. It's a pain that we're going through because people can't accept the fact that Donald J. Trump is the 45th president of the United States and he was elected fair and square. They just cannot deal with that. And it's mainly because they do not want to deal with that. They have refused to do the right thing, which is to grow up, accept the world as it is, and if you want to work to change it going forward, fine. You know, we went through this. This is why Larry Adams and I came up and decided to do this radio show. is because after Barack Obama had got elected, it was hard to find anybody who had any positive feelings about the future. Everybody was down in the dumps. And it kind of didn't matter if there was Democrat or Republican. Nobody thought this country was ever going to be great again. So we started the show to say, yes, the country can be great again, and it will get by Barack Obama. I even on the first show said I'd kiss the man on his lips if he was in the studio. No tongues, but on the lips. Because, in my opinion, he portended better things to come. I thought they were going to come in 2012. I was a little bit, I'm of the McDonald's generation. I want it now. But it didn't come in 12, but something better came in 2016. And see, and if they were mature people, they would be looking at the loss to Donald J. Trump the same way. Okay, we got beat. Okay, but the system will survive, and we can come back and win the next time or the time after that. And it'll be an even greater victory because we will have beaten Donald Trump or whatever. So, but no. They choose to be immature child, having a temper tantrum. You know, they're holding their breath, they're stamping their feet, they're screaming, they're crying, they're doing whatever. And in the meantime, the nation kind of just shrugs it off and goes on, but the situation could be a whole lot better if they would just grow up and accept the fact that Donald J. Trump is the 45th president of the United States, and he won the election fair and square. And the person who will never, change her attitude, but could go a long way to healing the nation by saying he did win fair and square, and I lost, that would be Hillary Clinton. But she obviously is not mature enough to do that either. Let's go to Rick. He wants to talk about Roy Moore, who it appears to be more and more like Roy Moore is going to win the election coming up Tuesday. Rick, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I hope not. Trump is in dispute with his own daughter on that. But this low-life pig of a candidate, did you hear what he said about George Soros? He suggested a billionaire donor, this is all from, The Hill. He suggested he's going to hell. He said no matter how much money he's got, he's still going to the same place that people who don't recognize God and morality and accept his salvation are going because he's Jewish. That is disgusting. That is the worst thing I've ever heard in all the years I've been following politics, a candidate to say. That's horrible.
I don't think that he said all Jews are going to hell. He said George Soros in particular is going to hell. I think he has in mind that George Soros is somehow stands out amongst Jews. Look, he's an adamant born again evangelical Christian. And
is that what most of them believe about Jews?
I do not think so, no. As a matter of fact, most Christians, love the Jewish religion and see it obviously as a part of the Christianity. And
well,
they have a love for Israel and a support for Israel that you don't even see amongst liberal Jews in this country. It wasn't liberal Jews who elected Donald Trump on the promise he was going to declare Jerusalem the capital of Israel. It was evangelical Christians and Catholics who elected him on that promise.
Do you think this is the right thing for a candidate to say, though?
Probably not. But in Alabama, maybe so. So
yeah, but that's not the way it should be. That's so divisive. And yet he's disputing with his own daughter, Trump, on him.
Well, what Ivanka has said is that she believes the women. And what the president has said.
I do, too, 100%.
Well,
I believe him in Franken, too. I don't look at it as a political thing. It's just whoever did it, is wrong on both sides.
Well, in the case of Al Franken, he's made admissions, and then there's that photograph, which is hard to deny. In the case of Roy Moore, it's different. Look, I don't know if Moore did it or not, and that's the problem here, and that there's really no way to tell. He has come up with evidence and arguments on his side. They have their side of the story. How are you going to be able to tell the difference? What comes to play is your biases come to play. You don't believe Roy Moore because you don't like Roy Moore. you believe the women because you don't like Roy Moore.
Well, I believe the women and Franken and all those other people also, and Conyers maybe.
Well, like
I don't believe Garrison Keillor's thing, but
In Garrison Keillor's, it's that's sort of a gray area. would normal people consider some of his allegations actually to be sexual harassment,
but the bottom line is in
the case of Roy Moore, it's up to the people of Alabama, and they know the situation better than we do. And if they're willing to accept him, given all these allegations, as to be their senator, they have every right to do so. Now, if they come up with some indisputable proof, either before or after he's elected, that he's actually guilty of a crime, then perhaps he should step aside.
But there are some people who, no matter what, they'll vote for a candidate.
That's true.
You know, they don't give a doggone about the women.
Well, I don't dispute that. That's why we've been saying since day one, politics is like professional wrestling. When people decide a certain person is going to be their champion, they stick with that champion. And anybody that does anything to hurt that champion, they're the ones who are loathed and hated, whether it's correct or not. This is why politics is like professional wrestling. It's an emotional thing. It's not an intellectual thing. And this is what Democrats have worked so well over the years. This is what works so well for Donald Trump. He understands this. He understands that politics is more emotional than it is intellectual. And that's why the Democrats hate him so much, because he's beating them at their own game. So, well, listen, Rick, I really appreciate it. By the way, I got your prize in the mail to you today, so you should get that in a day or two, okay? For you came as a runner-up in the contest last week.
Yeah, I didn't even know I won. I appreciate it.
Well, you didn't listen to the end of the show, I guess. I said you were the runner-up. Hey, listen, I appreciate all the time you do spend with us, so, Rick, God bless you. You have a great evening, okay? Got to take a break. When we come back, Rachel Cohen is going to be on the line. I can't wait. Let's make this break quick. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversary Show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress, and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Okay, welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. I just want to give you a heads up real quick. Monday at 2 p.m. at the Orlando City Hall, our great friends over at Legal Immigrants for America, golifa.com, they are going to present a No Sanctuary City resolution, because Buddy Dyer, the mayor, and the city council is considering making the city of Orlando a sanctuary city. They're not calling it that. They've got a more innocuous name for it. But if you want to express your displeasure with that idea Monday, 2 p.m. Orlando City Hall. Right now, I got Rachel Cohen on the line. Rachel, how you doing tonight, beautiful?
Well, I'm doing great, but my ponytail stood up like a tin soldier with Rick. I'm glad he called because I love that you have loyal listeners. But Chris, that thing about Soros, he is going to hell. He's probably going into hell in a handbasket that Hillary had the deplorables shoved in.
Right.
And I have to say, as a Jewish chick, the Christians treat the Jews, and I am one, better than many other Jews treat us.
Right. Yeah, I know, and Soros does have a special place in hell waiting for him because of all the people that he has hurt over the years. And
it
all
continues to hurt.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And all of the lives that were never able to enter this world because of the abortion organizations that he supports. No, yeah, there's a special place in hell for him, and that's what Roy Moore was talking about. He was talking more in those terms. It wasn't a Christian Jew thing. It was
the Christian support, Israel would not be where they're at. This is something that is so fundamentally overlooked by people that don't understand the what's happening in Israel is Christian support.
Well, let me you know. I'm glad you called today on this day when the president made history. What did you feel when you heard that he did that?
I felt proud because Trump is a loyalist, and he says what he's going to do, and he does what he said he wanted to do. I'm extremely proud, and it doesn't surprise me because anything that he has said he wanted to do, it's other people that are obstacles. He's done everything already.
Yeah, there's no question.
I'm just fired up. I'm so fired up.
That's why we love you. You get fired up, and it was a tremendous achievement. But as you said, he promised to do it. And if anything that we know about this president, it should be quite clear by now is that he intends to deliver on his promises. He intends to make America great again, and in the process, make things better around the world. And for anybody that hasn't come to grips with that, well, I don't know what else you can do to prove it to them.
Israel is the size of a postage stamp in the whole scheme of things. It's surrounded by, I don't know, 27 Arab countries.
Right.
Nobody wants to take in the Palestinians, their brothers. They use them as pawns. The Palestinians are used. We all know that.
Yeah.
But all eyes on Israel. And for what? Because that's the way God planned it. So anyway, I listen to this show every day, and I love you guys. When I get into town at the end of December, I want to come in studio.
You better. You better. When you get in here, I've got this new button installed. I'm going to lock the door when you get in here. So,
happy to be stuck there.
All right. God bless you, Rachel. We love you so much. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Love you, too.
All righty. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget Larry Elder's coming up next in WDW News. It won't be live, but it'll still be a good show tonight at 9 o'clock. And don't forget this Saturday, the Candy Cane 5K Run. That's right, the 11th annual Boys Town Central Florida Candy Cane 5K Run at the Central Winds Park in Winter Springs. It starts at 8 a.m. The registration is $35 per person, and all the proceeds will go to benefit Boys Town of Oviedo. And they will be there, the Boys Town folks. That's December the 9th, 8 a.m., Central Winds Park in Winter Springs. And don't forget, you got also the Apopka Parade going on Saturday morning. And our team will be down there, including Aubrey Kahn, at the viewing area. So main viewing area there. And so please stop by the booth and say hello. And that's going on this Saturday. And then the following Saturday, you got the Canterbury's 5th Annual Holiday Wild Game Dinner. All right, and if you like to eat stuff like venison, wild boar, elk, game hen, of course, all the sides, and homemade desserts, that might be the best part, on a candlelight dinner with a reception and everything, it's only $35. You can get your tickets at canterburyretreat.org/events, canterburyretreat.org/events. And that's on the 16th. And then, of course, you got Wreaths Across America on the 16th at the Bushnell National Cemetery. And if you would like to join us in a round of golf at Eagle Creek, you'll just have to listen tomorrow. We'll give you more information on that. But Mike and I will be golfing for homeless veterans down at Eagle Creek on the 16th. So circle that, and we'll have that information for you. Larry Elder up next. Night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's 7.